大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam, also known as the real fifth Beatle at hotmail.com.
什么乱七八糟的
That was my high school email address.
Oh wow,、yeah. 那我们听众可以尝试写邮件给你。你现在还用这个 hotmail.com email?
It still exists, but I haven't used it in a long time. I don't remember the password.
Does Hotmail still exist?
I don't know.
但是我想我们很多人的我跟 Adam 这个年纪的人第一个邮箱的地址都是 Hotmail, 是不是
Right, right.、
好 anyway, 我们讲邮件邮箱就是因为我们今天要跟大家说一下这个长盛不衰非常长青有用的话题就是英语如何写邮件。
Right, so today we've got all kinds of email tips as well as email etiquette.
Oh, etiquette.、Mm-hmm. 这个词的意思是礼仪，对不对
？It's the polite and formal rules.
对，所以我们今天跟大家分享的这些英语邮件写作技巧呢，我觉得都是在职场啊，然后或者你给什么大学的教授，或者我们一些朋友是海外移民，要给自己孩子的老师、校长写邮件，他们都是比较 formal 的，就是比较正式，然后非常 polite 的一些。邮件技巧对吧如果你是跟很熟的朋友写邮件或者特别熟的同事其实也不用那么正式
Right.
好那我们今天干货很多啊，内容很多 Let's get started
Alright so where should we start?
我们写一个邮件或者收到一封邮件的时候最先当然收件人是谁啊 Who are you sending this to? 但是接下来你的主题邮件的 subject line 是什么
Right. And often the email software will remind you if you forget to put a subject line, are you sure you don't want a subject line? If it's to a really close friend, it often doesn't matter. Because maybe like I texted you earlier and said, hey, I'm going to send this by email. But usually when we're sending something, we want to have a subject line. Why am I sending you this email? Why should you open it?
好那我们写英语的这个邮件 subject lines 时候要注意什么呢
Mostly just be clear, be concise. Can I just apply this to anything that you are ever going to write?
说得很好但是我觉得对于邮件主题就更重要啊因为你这个邮件的主题如果不能告诉对方你为什么要写这个邮件 then maybe they won't even read it, right?
Right.
就有很多的 situation, 特别我们有一些听众他是可能做销售的他的这个工作经常要写很多我们说什么 cold emails, 这样我们说 cold call,
right.
对方不知道你是谁这个邮件主题真的就特别重要所以 to add on to what Adam just said, 就是你的主题要清晰然后要简洁啊 concise, 我觉得另外还有很重要的一点就是要很 purposeful,目的很明确
Right, don't just be like Hey, how's it going?
对就是你的这个邮件主题要让对方一看就知道说啊，这个你想干嘛对不对、然后我觉得还有一个特别现在这个手机办公时代很重要的 tip 就是你的主题短一点这样呢、人家在手机上这个弹出跳出的时候他就能够看到你邮件完整的主题
Right. Our screens are getting smaller and smaller so you want to ideally be able to fit your subject line onto a screen onto a mobile phone screenActually, that's not too difficult because a lot of subject lines, it's a sentence. You don't have to say like, you know, subject, verb, object.
Yeah.
A lot of the times you're just saying, you know, like annual report.
对对，有的时候那个邮件它前面会写 important 的缩写 IMPT.
Oh, that...sometimes makes me think that this is spam.
对我觉得这个要慎用。特别对方不认识你说你前面 IMPT, 对确实 ignore. 但是我发现有的时候工作邮件因为很多嘛、So I do tend to always read the ones that have IMPT first.
Right.
对。好那看完这个 subject line 以后呢我们现在看看这个邮件的内容。首先先称呼对方嘛、这个 how to address that person.
Right.
我们经常会收到这样的问题说、啊、能不能写 dear、
right.
能不能写 hi, hello
Sure. As a teacher, this is the one I've definitely encountered the most. So personally, usually what I always write 90% of the time is hi, someone's name.
比如 Hi Jenny.
Hi Jenny.
Hi Spencer.
Hi Spencer.
好，我觉得 Hi 呢，虽然听起来是比较 casual 啊，
right.
但是在 most 这些我们说的工作场景、学习场景里面是 OK 的。
Mm-hmm.
那除非就是说对方是比你 senior 很多，
right.
是吧？
Right.
资历比你高很多，或者你真的很需要 show respect、
mm-hmm.
尊重，
right.
那 Hello 比 Hi 稍微正式一点，对吗？
Yes, yes.、
嗯、然后 What about dear, 亲爱？
Dear is fine. Just remember that dear always needs to be followed by a name.
Yeah.
So it's really strange to just hear dear by itself.
其实不管是写邮件还是日常口语的这个沟通当中，英语都比较少单单用 dear.
Right.
通常是 dear plus a name.
Right, right. Like my grandma called me dear. So it's weird to have some stranger just saying, hello, dear.
哎，我给大家举个例子啊，比如我给我孩子的学校老师啊，甚至校长写邮件的时候， I always use dear Miss 什么、dear Mr. 什么。
Right.
那么你要注意，你如果用了先生、女士或者小姐，后面应该跟他的姓，他的 last name,、
right.
surname, 比如 Adam 叫 Adam Richards.
Right.
So don't write dear Mr. Adam.、如果你只用他的 first name,名字的话呢就是 Dear Adam 就可以了
Dear Adam Teacher
不要那样那如果你要用这种尊称的话呢、你要用他的姓 Dear Mr. Richards
Right, right.、Now I'm even thinking about those situations where you're emailing a boss、And you don't have to include dear Like their title is really enough Professor So-and-so、Director Smith
对你这个点很好就是如果他有一个 title、对不对、
right.
一个职称的话、
right.
你直接用那个职称就行了好 let's move on to our next tip which is the first main sentence in、
right.
your email、
right.
很重要邮件的 opening line 第一句话、
right. can't I have some money
太直接了、
yeah.
但其实直接也不错因为我们看邮件 we want to save the reader's time
right.
right? so get to the point
get to the point it's always a balance you want to get to the point but you also want to show some kind of
etiquette
again, etiquette here so you know a really common one is I hope you're doing well I hope everything is well or this one might beA bit stranger grammatically, but I hope this email finds you well.
对，其实刚刚 Adam 举的这几个 well 的例子啊，都是特别好的邮件的 icebreaker， 很短的一句话，但是呢是显示了你非常的有礼貌啊。那我想说你最重要的那个 opening line 其实就和前面 subject line 的 tips 很像就是要 clear, concise and purposeful、比如我们学英语写作的时候都会说你要把 who, what, why、这些要讲清楚对不对你为什么写这个邮件你是谁、
right.
你想要什么
Right,
对
right. So all of these are going to depend on your relationship with the person、who's reading the email
就是真的是很看你和对方的关系、
right.
哈要不要写这些那总之呢 try to get to the point、as fast as you can、
right.
我觉得这个很重要啊我有的时候也会用的是 I'm writing to、
right.
怎么怎么样
yes
帮对方 focus 说你的 purpose 你写邮件的目的是什么
right right and keep that in mind that we do use that ing verb in there I'm writing to tell you I'm writing to inform you I'm writing toAsk you.
Yeah, 诶是的写邮件或写信的时候这个时态都是用现在进行时、
Right.
好 Adam, 接下来你想给什么 tip 呢
Well, I am thinking about my grandma now because of that dear line earlier. And my grandma, you know, she never sent me an email.、She sent me a lot of letters.
Letters、
and they were always written out in beautiful handwriting and they were pages and pages and pages and pages long.
But because she was your grandmother,
it was great. It was wonderful. But grandma never studied or never understood that sometimes bullet points can be very, very effective.
就是用那个记号点、符号。特别是我们今天说的这个邮件基本上是 professional, like work emails、
right.
那这个你就不用给对方写几页 这么长的嘛，因为 efficiency 很重要啊、
right.
效率。那在读内容的时候，当别人用 bullet points 帮你把重点列出来、
right.
而且 quantify 量化的时候， I always appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah. So grandma, you know, you could have simplified this a lot. Your cousin had a baby. Your other cousin is going to school.
不是啦，她是你的 grandma, 所以她跟你是亲密啊。但是你在这个职场上面，我们就需要 you want to save the reader's time,
right.
right? And you also want to make sure that your most important message gets delivered. 所以这个时候用 bullet points 去 highlight 最重要的内容、
mm.
而且特别是你要对方做什么
Right.
我觉得这很重要对吗而且其实用 bullet points 完全不会 rude、
mm.
在这个 workplace email This is actually very appreciated
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely、another thing that is very much appreciated I would say almost required is keep it short
嗯特别我觉得现在邮件的功能也不太一样啊、
mm.
因为我们有很多不一样的这个办公软件对不对 Office tools and apps、mm-hmm. 所以很多真的很长串的内容就可能是其他的比如放在一个文档里面、
mm-hmm.
你的邮件就要介绍一下这个 context、
right.
介绍一下具体要干嘛、
right.
多的内容不要放在 email body 里面
Right, it can be in the spreadsheet
Attachment
Right,
right, right. 就是在附件里面、
yeah. Right, right So I do remember reading once that the most effective emails are somewhere between 75 and 100 words.
Mm-hmm. So that's like 2 to 3 paragraphs?
Yeah, those are good, those are good sized paragraphs.
对,我以前也读过 Bloomberg 说,他就说你不要超过五小节。If it's like 5 paragraphs, read it again and cut something down.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah.哎、我刚刚正好讲到附件嘛、
mm.
那我们要怎么跟对方说请你看附件
Yeah, good question. So usually at the end we say something like attached you will find da da da. Or you could also say I have attached da da da, please take a look. But in terms of email language, we do often say attached you will find.
哦、把 attached 放在前面
Right,
对不对
right. And then add a ed.To the end. So, yeah, attached you will find a spreadsheet. Attached you will find anything.
Okay, great tip. 好，那接下来我们要给大家的这点建议呢，非常非常重要，就是
Avoid all caps. It sounds like you're yelling.
Sounds like you're screaming,、
mm-hmm.
对不对？好，那刚刚 Adam 说的是我们要避免用什么东西啊？
All caps.
Okay,、mm. 那这里的 caps 就是大写字母 capital letters.
Right, so I think for a lot of you guys, this one is easy to follow because a lot of you guys hate capital letters anyway. You've、mm. told me. It can be very difficult to read when all of the letters are capitals.、Mm. And that is true for native speakers too.
但是有的时候真的会收到邮件就里面用好多好多的大写、
mm-hmm.
然后就觉得发生了什么事情
It's even an English student why they wouldn't understand this very early on that nobody wants it
全部大写的就像 Adam 说的他的那个语气口气就是让人觉得、哦、你很愤怒或者什么、
yeah.
就是像在大声的叫一样对吧
yeah, 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 yeah So just avoid it
嗯，是。On a related note, 我的一个 tip 就是也不要用太多的感叹号。
Oh, yes, exclamation marks.
就这个和用 all caps 差不多的 effect, 或者去把所有的东西都标黑 bold。
Yeah, yeah, that's true. So all of those things, all caps, exclamation marks, and bolding
Bold,
things,
粗体, 对,
they can be useful, but never do it for the entire body.
对, 不要太多。就我觉得你如果要用这些 highlight 一些内容是可以的, 但是 I don't think they should exceed like 10% of your email.
Well, an exclamation, yeah. I mean, so the all caps, again, makes me think someone is angry. Too many exclamation marks makes somebody sound kind of too excited. Like it's a little kid and we're going to the park.
还有那邮件里面用表情符号 emoji, 我觉得也是 avoid, because we're talking about work emails.
We're talking about、yeah. work emails. You know, work has changed a lot.
哎、是因为比如我们和同事发信息的时候这种短信其实是挺常用 emoji 的比如你要别人帮一个忙做一个什么事对吧经常会发一个 heart 或者 flower 之类的、
right.
但是 就我觉得短信是 OK, but don't use it in email.
Yeah, I agree.
什么 smiley face 啊什么不要用在邮件里面啊。
Right.
好那我们今天呢最后还剩下两个 tip 很重要的要跟大家分享。我说 second last, 你说最后一个好不好、
okay.
My tip is, 你写邮件之前先把自己的目标这个 goal,我们要想清楚然后你整封的邮件应该就是围绕着你的目标展开的从我们最先说的主题 subject line、嗯、到比如你要什么信息放 bullet points 然后很重要的就是 of course you want them to reply right,
right
或者你需要他为你做一个什么事、嗯、所以你这个 call to action、
right.
很简单的例子如果是有 deadline 的东西、嗯、pleaseCould you give me this by the end of the week、
right.
或者 by this date 就这个很重要就不要模棱两可模模糊糊
Right, right now you could also imagine the person writing this email is trying to meet with a potential client
Yeah.
So you know, please contact me at your earliest possible convenience
而且这个时候呢你给一些比较具体的 targets 比较好、
嗯、
比如说这周下半周或者上半周上午有时间吗、
嗯、
如果是很 vague 的很模棱两可的那种 Do you have any time to chat、
right.
其实对方就 That's not a call to action、
right.
对吧但如果你比较具体的说哎，你在后半周上午有没有时间、
right.
或者什么 tends to get better response
Right, can we find time this week
Exactly, to do a 15 minute call、
right.
You let other person know it's not going to take a ton of their time,
right.
right? 好的，那我们今天最后要给大家的一个 tip 我觉得也非常的 appropriate 就是怎么来 end your email.
Right, so we've been crushing it so far. We've written the best email.
Yep.
But now we're at the end and we can't just, you know, let it...
Don't mess up.
Can't mess up now. This is where it counts. So this is where we want to use words like...Sincerely is the oldest one in the book, but people still use it.
对，我觉得大家可以存几个、记录几个常用的 email. 我们说 sign off, 对吧？就是最后都写完了。
Right.
比如中文，我们此致敬礼 the equivalent of that,、mm-hmm. 然后再写你的名字哈。
Right, right. So again, sincerely, Adam. Another common one is regards.
Or warm regards.
Or even best regards.
Best regards, 对。Regards 就是复数，不是 regard, 对吧？
That's right.
而且这些email sign off 呢你都是后面加逗号然后换一行再写自己的名字
That's right
What about best wishes 你觉得这个是不是也比较客气比较 formal 的
Yeah, I think this one's fine、
yeah.
This one's fine And of course best wishes is kind of a bridgeBecause you can use this with your friends and family,、mm. too. Whereas, like, with my family, I wouldn't say, regards,、
oh.
best regards, grandma.
对比较熟的比如朋友或者家人会用什么 best.
Well, actually, that's a good point.、I was going to say best wishes, best regards, but you can just say best.
Best 也可以
Yeah, just best by itself. Even...Actually, I would go as far as to say in many different situations, just write best.、Best, comma, Adam.、
Mm. How? Because we all want the best for each other, right?、
right.
Okay, that's from us today. We hope you found these email tips pretty useful.
Right, we should probably give a call to action here, right?
Exactly, so we want you guys to write us emails.
Do you have 5 minutes to write us a mini email in the comment section?
哦，这个建议比较好。
Sometime this week.
就用我们今天告诉你的这些 tips.And maybe we'll select the best one. 我们下次做节目的时候 we'll announce it.
We'll make a best emailer trophy.
How about 写得最好的人 You write them a personal email.
Sure.
好吧
Sure.
你给他们发一个
Dear best emailer. I know you're swamped, so I'll be brief.
好那感谢大家的收听我们下次再见
All right, bye guys.